Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
Don't know if you've been watching the markets, but man, are they on fire, huh? Yeah, the market's absolutely roaring. We'll keep an eye on that because some say if we don't get our tax cuts together, well, then we're not going to get much done. Kelly's on the line, though, checking in from Detroit. I said, yeah, I'll take the call. Why not? The hotline number, 888-900-9966. Kelly, what's on your mind?
Hi, Steve. I was just thinking about some of the stuff you were saying, and I was with the Convention of States. I was a state director of Michigan.
Uh-huh.
And I talked with a lot of, several of the Democrats and Republicans in Lansing.
Yeah. What's your point?
And I think it's important that we see a lot of them don't even know the Constitution.
Most of the people elected in Washington don't know the Constitution. That part's true. Yeah, they've never read
it. Right.
They don't concern themselves with such trivial matters.
That's a good way to put it. And they're scared when you come up with a constitutional point because a lot of them are just business leaders or something like that. Or they've...
No, I understand.
...in a different way.
I think we ought to require these folks to take a test on the Constitution, actually make sure that they've read the Constitution, so when they make claims about things that are in the Constitution that really aren't there, or outrageous things like, well, hate speech isn't covered by the First Amendment. Well, of course it is, you idiot. Hate speech is covered because happy speech isn't necessarily to be covered. A proficiency exam on the Constitution would be nice. And I think that, I don't know if we'll get a convention of the states or not, Kelly, but I hear about it a fair amount. I don't know if it's a good idea or a bad idea. I still haven't come down on that. I appreciate you listening in Detroit, and I appreciate you calling in. I do appreciate that. Steve Mnuchin warning Congress, by the way, the guys that many of which, I mean, you look at this, a whole host of people, of members of Congress to come out, and you look at them and go, has this person even ever read the Constitution? Did they even have government class in high school, you wonder? Anyhow, Steve Mnuchin warning, you will blow up the stock market if you fail to do your tax cuts. Stock market, which has been over 23,000 over the last couple of days, setting all-time new records again, up more than 25% since Donald Trump took office. In the first episode of the Politico Money podcast, the Treasury Secretary said Wall Street's big run-up following the election of Trump is largely based on expectations of Congress passing a major tax relief bill, and failure to do so could have significant consequences. Like I said, the Dow up more than 25% so far. No question that the rally in the stock market is baked into a reasonably high expectations of us getting tax cuts and tax reform done, he said. And he's right. Why would we not be getting this done? What is the plan here? Once again, you have to ask the Republicans. You ran on the idea of cutting taxes, of repealing Obamacare, of securing the border. That was almost universal. It was ubiquitous to Republican campaigns in 2016, and yet here we stand, about ready to close out 2017, and you've accomplished doodly squad. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. If you ran that way and you're not doing it, you ought to be ashamed. And for Democrats, I warn you, the same as I warn Republicans that aren't getting it done. Continue to frog around, continue to waste time and fritter away your time at your own peril. The American people want a certain list of things done and completed, and if it doesn't happen, it's you they're coming after. The supporters of Donald Trump do not blame the president for failures in getting policies enacted and signed into law. They hold Republicans who have failed to keep their word responsible. They hold Democrats responsible for doing nothing to work together. And so Mnuchin's comments sound like a threat to Republicans and for perhaps Democrats as well, to pass a tax bill. In fact, some analysts on Wall Street say that if a tax overhaul falters, a big correction on Wall Street could help push the legislative process back on track. If it suddenly looked like a tax bill was dead, stocks could sell off sharply. Then the blame game would begin. I think Trump would hammer hard at Democrats and weaselly Republicans, blaming their failures for the stock market sell-off. A half dozen Democrats in the Senate fearing the defeat next year would waver. Of course they would. Democrats are in a terrible position going into 2018. You know, places like Indiana where Donnelly's up for re-election, or Manchin in West Virginia, or Heitkamp in North Dakota, or Tester in Montana, all of these people are in trouble. All of these people are facing contested races where they're not doing very well. And Jeff Flake, he's gone anyway. Jeff Flake is going to go down as a, well, like a shooting star. Donald Trump wants it done this year. But he also said, don't forget it took Reagan years to get it done. I've only been here for 9 months. We could have a long way to go, but that's okay. We'll get it done, he says. And it's not the first time that Mnuchin has set a more aggressive timetable to get these tax cuts put into place. Now remember, this would lower taxes for just about everyone, especially businesses that employ tens of millions of Americans. So this is critical for us going forward in the financial markets and in the economy in general. Some of these cuts could mean $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 back into the pockets of ordinary working Americans, and that is key. Would you like to have another $5,000 this year? Thought you would. How about 10? Thought you would. Why wouldn't you? That's what's good for business. Tax cuts are good for business. Makes a robust economy even better. 25 after, it's a Thursday, and you're listening to the Steve Gruber Show.